As the countdown to the New South Wales election continues, it's still a long wait for many New South Wales residents to find a sense of security amidst the current housing crisis. From the shortage of affordable homes to the increase in social housing wait lists, will the newly elected government be able to provide some clarity and security in these uncertain times? Here to talk more about the housing sector, we've got Mark Digitati, the CEO of the Community Housing Industry Association of New South Wales. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Danny.
Recent figures released by your organisation, the Community Housing Industry Association of New South Wales, show that there's been an 8% increase in the social housing waitlist in Western Sydney, with quite a lot of families and individuals on the waitlist. Can you tell us more about the severity of the current crisis and its impact on residents?
Look, it's a much-used word, but we are in the middle of a crisis that we haven't seen for quite some time. And in fact, the increase in the waiting list is across all of New South Wales is about 15%. So that's just in 1 year. And that means that there's 58,000 households waiting for help. And they're probably, most of them, going to be waiting more than 10 years. I'm sure your listeners are all seeing, if they're in rental accommodation, they're seeing rental prices in Sydney over the last year up 25%. You know, rental vacancy rates down to about 1%. It's impossible if you're on a low or a moderate income, it's becoming increasingly impossible to find somewhere affordable to live and to keep that home, that roof over your head. You're starting to make some really, really difficult choices about your family and how to live.
Yeah, I might be one of those low to moderate people who are renting at the moment, so it's obviously one that's of great concern to me. The crisis, how have the major parties responded to the crisis, and is there a chance of more support for New South Wales residents in the near future?
Well, nearly every day we've seen stories or in the media across organisations like yourselves and elsewhere, you know, reporting on the difficulties that people are facing. And, you know, this isn't the kind of avocado toast story. This is people actually finding it hard to put food on the table or getting their kids to school or whatever happening in their life. So, and what we've seen in the middle of all that crisis is the two major parties, the Coalition and the Labor Party, completely silent on the issue of social and affordable housing and how they're going to get more homes on the ground. Fortunately, yesterday we've seen an announcement from the Greens that they've got a policy to build 100,000 more social homes over the next 10 years, and that is welcome. But obviously the Greens aren't going to form government come the outcome of Saturday. So, you know, what we're really looking for is which of these major parties is going to stand up and start to work on this crisis.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem, but it is solvable, and this is the issue that we keep raising with the major parties. You know, decades in the making, this problem, decades of underinvestment, but you can begin to turn it around. And I think the community expects it. The person that wants to be the Premier of this state to have the courage to do that.
Yeah, and another key issue at play here is the privatisation of the public housing sector as well. Can you talk to us about how sort of current government policy surrounding the matter has affected residents?
Yeah, look, it's a really challenging issue for sure, what happens to people who are in public housing. Now, clearly sometimes those homes and across the public housing sector, the course of the underinvestment, lots of those homes are really, really old, you know, in some cases 70, 80 years old, and they do need to be replaced. The challenge you have, of course, is how do you help the people in those homes move somewhere else whilst those homes are being replaced. So, you know, as a community housing sector, we absolutely support renewing homes. There's no question about that. But you've got to make sure you're building enough homes to make sure that people in those affected areas have somewhere else in the local community to go. And that's not what's been happening.
And obviously the sort of very foundation of communities is the fact that there's places for people to live. And you say that this is a solvable problem. What are the sort of the big issues there in regards to solving it, would you say, Mark?
Oh, look, there's a whole range of things that need to occur. We need to, in a broader sense, we absolutely need to look at the way we tax investment and look at the way property is regarded. You know, we've gone from 30 years ago looking at it as a house, as a place to call home, And now we talk about them as being investments. Now, that's critically changed that nature of the housing market. The second thing that really needs to happen is that the state government, and that's what we're talking about in the context of election, needs to acknowledge that the private market won't solve the problem for low and moderate income families who need affordable housing. So you need to have governments working with people like community housing providers and making long-term investments. It's not just a one-off investment every 10 years. You really got to start to have significant and sustained investment. And that's absolutely critical. And the important point about all that, though, is it's not just about helping people in desperate need. That's critically important. But it's actually there's an economic benefit from investing in housing. It creates jobs. It lets the people in those homes become more productive, lets them access employment and other things. And so there's a real benefit from investing in social and affordable housing. It's not just a social benefit, but an economic one as well.
Very well put. Mark DeGattardi, CEO of the Community Housing Industry Association of New South Wales. Your website's communityhousing.org.au. Thank you so much for all of the good work you put in there. It's something that's very close to my heart. Unfortunately, I wish I was one of those investment properties people, but I'm at the other end of that spectrum, I'm afraid. So to you and everyone else at the organisation, keep up the good work.
Good on you, Danny. Thank you.